And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 7th of August, 2025. It's the birthday of Roger Yates, born on this day in 1957. Roger Yates is a British academic and activist with a long history of fighting for animal rights. He has been vegan since 1979. Yates became a committee member of the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection in 1982, with the intention of using the organization to provide funds and information to grassroots anti-vivisection and anti-fur groups. In Liverpool, Yates organized Merseyside Animal Rights Committee and helped with the Hunt Saboteurs Association. In 1983, Yates was asked by the founder of the Animal Liberation Front, Ronnie Lee, to become the ALF's press officer, and he also founded the Rescue Animals Sanctuary Fund. However, in 1987, alongside 11 other defendants, he was convicted of conspiracy to cause criminal damage when incendiary devices were found by the police, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. He absconded during the trial and was on the run for 2 years before being apprehended and serving his sentence. After his release in 1990, he began an academic study of animal protectionism and social movements, obtaining his PhD in 2005 on the subject of human-nonhuman relations. His current work focuses on the social transmission of speciesism. Yates maintains a blog on his website on human relations with other sentient beings, and often co-hosts pro-intersectional podcasts with Carolyn Bailey of Animal Rights Zone. Roger Yates, who said, "People will concentrate on what vegans and animal rights people are against, but there are a lot of things that we're for, and that's the driving force. We're for nonviolence. We're for justice. We're for feeding the world. We're for trying to not damage the environment. These are strong motivating forces." It's the birthday of Bruce Friedrich, born on this day in 1969. Having once worked for both PETA and Farm Sanctuary, Bruce Friedrich is now best known as the co-founder and executive director of the Good Food Institute, a nonprofit organization that develops and promotes plant-based alternatives to animal meat. He co-founded the Good Food Institute with the animal rights campaigning organization Mercy for Animals. In 2019, Friedrich gave a TED Talk called "The Next Global Agricultural Revolution," explaining the dangers of animal agriculture and the benefits of cultured meat. It has had nearly 2.5 million views. Bruce Friedrich said, "I adopted a vegan diet in 1987 when I read Diet for a New America and realized that eating meat wastes resources and contributes to global poverty through its gross inefficiency. I felt that my faith required that I not contribute to the suffering of people around the globe, and consuming animal products contributes to that suffering." And here's a portion of a poem for today, August, by Algernon Charles Swinburne. "There were four apples on the bough, half gold, half red, that one might know the blood was ripe inside the core. The color of the leaves was more like stems of yellow corn that grow through all the gold June meadows' floor. The warm smell of the fruit was good to feed on, and the split green wood with all its bearded lips and stains of mosses and the cloven veins, most pleasant, if one lay or stood in sunshine or in happy rains. That August time, it was delight to watch the red moons wane to white, twixt gray-seamed stems of apple trees. A sense of heavy harmonies grew on the growth of patient night, more sweet than shapen music is." August by Algernon Charles Swinburne. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that nonviolence, justice, feeding the world, and not damaging the environment are the driving forces behind veganism.